Geo, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. You know the saying, focus on what you want because what you focus on expands. Certainly, I believe that statement, and I also believe in being clear on what I don't want. Sound too negative for you? Well, actually, it's more positive than you might think. One day, as I was developing the Treat Yourself Special program, I received a DLG, a download from God, to put a homework assignment into the program titled Be Clear on What You Don't Want. I happened to be having lunch with a business acquaintance when the DLG came through, and I quickly wrote down the DLG on a pad of paper that was right next to my plate. Since I am a Gemini, a writer, and the master communicator of the Zodiac, I always carry a pad of paper and a couple of pens. Always. Those who know me or who have experienced an in-person conversation with me have probably seen me sit down, pull out a pad of paper and pen out of my purse, and lay it on the table in preparation to quickly write down a thought without interrupting a beat in the conversation. I do it everywhere, anywhere, and all the time. Even while riding my bicycle, I will have a pad of paper in my old lady basket or in my back pocket. As I wrote down the DLG, my acquaintance asked what I was writing down. I told her that I was writing down the statement, be clear on what you don't want. She said, don't you mean focus on what you want? I said, no, I just heard be clear on what you don't want. The message wasn't focus on what you don't want. It was be clear on what you don't want. It's a download from God, so I won't doubt the message. I trust what He is telling me, even if I don't yet understand. Innately, I knew this message was for the Treat Yourself Special e-course, and I was to put a homework assignment into the workbook that reflected this message. I also knew that I had been sitting there with this acquaintance, not really wanting to be there, specifically with her. This woman kept trying to buddy up to me, and I kept putting her off until I finally caved in and agreed to have lunch with her. The whole time I was sitting there, I was completely miserable. And then came the DLG, be clear on what you don't want. The reason I didn't want to buddy up with her is because I already knew her. I knew how she treated her children. I knew how she talked about people with whom she did business behind their back. I knew how she talked to her mother. I knew how she would tell her friends' secrets to other people. I knew there was no way in heaven I would ever confide in this woman. As I sat there contemplating the DLG, be clear on what you don't want, she began her next statement with, so-and-so told me not to tell you, but... Well, I quickly put up my hand to stop her and said, well, then don't tell me if you're not supposed to tell anyone. She said that she promised a friend of hers that she would not tell anyone this secret, but she was going to tell me. I said, wait a minute. Am I supposed to feel flattered that you're breaking a friend's confidentiality with me? Further, how is her secret business any of my business? She said, fine, I won't tell you then. I thought for a second she was going to top off her last sentence with, so there. As I sat in comfortable silence, and she sat in uncomfortable silence, I finally said, you know what? I am clear. I am clear in what I don't want, and I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to do business with you anymore, and I don't even want to be your acquaintance. You aren't nice to anyone. And now what I get to look at through this experience is, how am I the same person you are? Because I do believe you are a mirror for me. I do believe that I had to come here and not only hear the DLG, I had to experience it firsthand in order to gain clarity. I am clear that I don't want to be anything like you. Now I get to choose what I will change in me so that I will never look or sound like you again. So, if you want to leave right now, I'm okay with that. I'll stay here, finish my lunch, and pay the bill. It's my treat because I just learned one hell of a lesson today. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Denada go hayo. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.